Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Lawrence with his first pass of the night, but won't get it off. The ball is now out. Brad Allen is there to signal. They call it a fumble. Jacksonville thinks they've retained possession, but Allen says no. It's the Jets' ball. Third down and goal from inside the one. Diving, the ball comes out. But he was over the line. So it is a touchdown. Clock is at all zeros. And that'll be picked off. So that'll look good on the stat sheet. It's fourth down and two. Throwing. Caught. And the ball then comes out. They had the first down and more. And the next thing you know, it's a turnover.
Al Michaels with the call on Amazon. The Jacksonville Jaguars go to the Meadowlands and take care of business, moving to 7-8 with a 19-3 win over the New York Jets, who are pretty much out of contention right now after their fourth consecutive loss. Dan Hanzus here. It is a could be cause for a funeral here with the Jets. But let me say this before we bring in the other half of the Hanzus cast today. You could also look at it the other way. Thursday Night Football, December 22nd, 2022, could one day be viewed as a celebration for the Jets. Because let there be no mistake here. The New York Jets are moving on at quarterback as soon as this upcoming next week of games, week 17, and certainly in 2023. And with that said, yes, I am not handling the duties of this game alone. Let's bring him in.
His name is Keith. He's Dan's dad. No doubt about it, he's a big Jets fan. What is he gonna say about the game today? What is he gonna say about the game today?
All right, welcome, Papa. My dad, Keith Hanzus, lifelong Jets fan. Been waiting 53 years and counting to get back to the Super Bowl. And Dad, it's not happening this year either. And tonight was felt like the nail in the coffin for 2022.
Yeah, we had some hopes that that if they had some sort of winning streak at the end of the season here, maybe with a little luck, it could have happened. But Zach Wilson and the entire team played very poorly tonight. At home again, which they haven't played good at home most of the season.
Yeah, I feel, Papa, I feel very, you know, I defended, obviously been gassing up the Jets at times this season, and I've gotten on the various providers of primetime games for not putting the Jets on in primetime. But I don't know. It's just like this is yet another primetime egg that the Jets lay. They are terrible in primetime. This has been going on for years now. And to really not show up in this game It's just depressing, and it's depressing that it's right before Christmas and that stadium, again, filled with Jets fans, getting rained on for four quarters. And then for Zach Wilson, and this is, again, I agree with what you just said, that it's not just Zach Wilson. This was a poor performance by the Jets. Their defense got outplayed by Trevor Lawrence, and we're going to get to the Jaguars, don't worry, for fans that want to hear from the team that feels relevant at this point in terms of the playoff picture. But Wilson delivered a performance that I really do think ends his Jets career. The way things set up with Mike White, coming in for Zach Wilson, playing well, going down with an injury, giving Wilson another chance to start, which I'm not sure would have happened if White didn't get hurt, and for Wilson to be highly erratic against the Lions and then just lay an egg that makes you think of those Patriots games earlier this season, get booed out of the building, which always felt like a possibility. Dad, this feels like the end for Wilson. How could the Jets ever turn back to him after tonight?
I don't see it. I think it was he was just lucky that he got, like you said, he got reinserted into the lineup only due to the injury to, I can't think of his name.
Mike
right
White.
Now. Mike White. Mike White just slipped there. But yeah, if it wasn't for that, I don't think we would have seen him. I think Saleh kept on saying over and over, you haven't seen the last of Wilson this year and all this. But I think that was all baloney. This guy, like you said, got a chance to come in here today. And, you know, when they had that fumble recovery, and once again, they came out lame. They only got 3 points. And then after that, you know, the defense was just pathetic, both rushing and passing.
Yeah, I think, you know, he had his opportunity here. And he was just, I think, and this is where you can, with Wilson, you could get too far in on burying him. Although, as a number two overall pick, he is as bad as any Jet quarterback of high draft regard has ever been. But I really do think he affects both sides of the ball with this particular team. And you could say that's a bad look for the Jets. But I do think the defense, you feed off that negative energy around what's happening with the offense. And this was kind of like the Zach Wilson showcase game of everything that's wrong with him. Missing open throws, not running when he can run, cutting the ball loose and just throwing it up for grabs, even though there was no reason to do so. You know, this is just the type of stuff that not reading certain plays like the blitzer on that first drive after the Quinnen Williams sack and fumble. It was all laid out there and laid out there bare. And Chris Streveler comes in and replaces Zach Wilson. And we were talking about it. If you follow on Instagram, me and my dad got on at halftime and said there's no reason Zach Wilson should even return to this game. He's got to be benched. But I think some of it, and he eventually was benched, of course, midway through the third quarter. But some of it, Dad, I think was Saleh painted himself into a corner. And this is where you can get into trouble defending a guy publicly that you don't believe in. And he said, you know, everybody, this is an instant coffee world and everybody wants this kid to, you know, he's going to be a good quarterback. And then he delivers that first half performance and it makes the coach look bad. And you could tell the deflating nature it has on the whole team.
Yeah, you can definitely see that. But what you see is, you know, how the Jet teammates are so excited when White is in there quarterbacking. You know, it's a whole different look. The team is, you know, much sharper. He reads the defense very quickly. He's got a lot of guts the way he plays. And he really won that team over. And, you know, Wilson was in a really badly bad position after that. But, you know, given a second chance and the way this all went down, I know the weather was bad. But, you know, Lawrence didn't have any trouble, right, throwing the ball. So that's the key.
And that's like, you know, that's the other part. And this stuff, I was telling it to you yesterday, Dad, in fact. Like, I'm sick of talking about the Jets as a sad sack organization that, you know, let's go over the list of all the terrible things that have happened to the Jets and all the things that have gone wrong and all the low lights. Like, you could get kind of caught up in that and almost celebrate it as a Jets fan. I'm over that. I just want to see this team be good again. But it's funny how the way things work with this organization that, again, I think Zach Wilson, the clock struck midnight, if you want to call his Cinderella story anything other than actually a horror story. The fact that it happened with Trevor Lawrence, the number one pick in 2021, when he was the number two pick on the field, and Lawrence just looks like a star. I mean, just we've been talking about this for weeks on ATN now, that he just looks like he's a guy that is ready to take the league by storm. And at one point when he was, you know, putting the Jets away with a second half drive in this game, I was thinking about, like, when's the last time you saw a young quarterback that just looks so naturally in command? And it made me think of Andrew Luck in his early Colts days. And it's like, oh, yeah, Andrew Luck, who everyone compared Trevor Lawrence to coming out of college as the can't-miss prospect. He is the can't-miss guy, Dad. And it's just such a bummer that Wilson was picked right behind the Jets because of one loss, or an upset win, I should say, over the Rams. Things could have been totally different. It's tough to live with that, Dad, when you know that he could have been yours. And not to mention Justin Fields was taken after Zach Wilson as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just seems like, although last year the Jets drafted pretty well, excellent, with every position except the QB, you know, and if they only would have got that right, you know, you can see what, you know, winning seven or this year was, nobody even expected that, but we all got so high with them, the way the Jets were playing, and the three tough losses before this one were really, you know, I think what's, most Jet fans were still hanging in there to say, hey, look, we have a chance even going down the stretch here. And even Salah kept saying that in his interviews that, hey, look, this team can still do it. But unfortunately, you know, no. The clock did strike midnight.
Yeah. And I think and now to defend Wilson just a little bit. Part of the reason why the Jets have went from 7-4 and 7-8 is the offensive line, which is really not good. That's something they need to attack aggressively to shore that up. They also obviously need to get healthy. That would help. The running game has not been the same since Breece Hall went out. I thought Bam Knight gave them a little bit of a jump start initially when he hit the scene, but he's been very quiet the last couple of weeks. And, you know, when they do make the move to put in a new quarterback, they put in Chris Streveler, and I don't even know what the guy looked like. I didn't even, and I, you know, we're hardcore Jets fans. Like, who is this guy? He actually looked like a guy who just busted out of the state penitentiary in Trenton. He had a little bit of edge to him. He had arm sleeves of tattoos, and you could see he brought some edge to the offense. Moved them in the first drive that ended up stalling in the red zone. More yards than Wilson did in seven drives, which, you know, let's spin over to the Jaguars now, Dad, just because Streveler did not get them in the end zone. In fact, man, he has a wide open tie. Was it CJ Uzomah?
Yes.
On a broken play, and if he just hits Uzomah in stride, or just, you know, hits him upright, he goes into the end zone, and it's 16-10 with 8 minutes to go or whatever, and that stadium is alive again, 10 minutes to go maybe. Just wasn't meant to be. So the Jags catch a break there. But in general with the Jaguars, we know Lawrence is the real deal now. We know Travis Etienne is a real deal running back. You see that. We know that they have guys that can make plays in the passing game at wide receiver, Zay Jones, Marvin Jones, Christian Kirk. Evan Engram now, Dad, has really stepped up. He was a Giants first round pick who never lived up to expectations. He shredded them in this game. 7 catches on 8 targets for 113 yards. Every time they needed a big play, it seemed like Engram was there.
Wide open, it appeared most of the time. The Jaguars did a very good job of coaching and figuring out how to go attack the Jets defense, because the Jet defense, which has been playing so well, they seem to know exactly what to do. They were sticking with the run, but when they did pass or when Lawrence ran, it was like easy, right? I mean, it was like no sweat.
There's just a lot of talent on the team, and it started out very shaky in terms of offensive line play. On that first possession, the Jets get immediate pressure on Lawrence. Like I said, Quinnen Williams gets the sack fumble. But the Jags defense, a theme all night, stands up, and they go 3-and-out, the Jets. And then that was it. They gave up a field goal based on a short field turnover by the offense, the only in the game by the Jaguars. Jaguars didn't really have many penalties in this game, playing in rain conditions and wet conditions. The ball got loose a couple times, but it was just that one turnover. This just is a team that's playing very sound football, a team that obviously now believes. And man, I would believe too, because on the night now that they beat the Jets and moved to 7-8, and that is their third straight win in 4 out of 5 for the Jags, we learned on the same day that Ryan Tannehill is out for the year for the Titans. So that team is now laid pretty much bare without their veteran quarterback. And now you have the Jaguars getting the Texans next week, and we don't need to book things, but we will book this one. I feel like you're going to see them take care of business in that game on New Year's Day, and they're going to get to 8-8, and then they have the Titans on the last week of the season. And I just think anybody that's following both of these teams right now, the Titans and the Jags, you know exactly where this appears to be heading, where the Jags are most likely going to win out here. And they're going to, if they do that, they will hit the playoffs on a 5-game winning streak, playing a home game with Trevor Lawrence ascending in his second year. So all is well in Jags land. And Jets land, that I got to say, you know, you come to California with mom, and it's a great time. We're having a wonderful time as a family. We watched The Godfather last night. We watched some Christmas movies. Mom made her, you know, iconic spaghetti and meatballs tonight, so we had that in the third quarter. So things aren't all bad. We got a new puppy that showed up on the scene, the Captain, or Cap, or Cappy for short. Name that because we picked him up from the shelter, the foster mom, on the same day Aaron Judge was named Captain. So as bad as the Jets are, Papa, I think there are a lot of reasons to be happy as well during this holiday season.
Yeah, like I said, you know, I think most Jet fans were all disappointed what has happened. But you know what? It's been a pretty good season in terms of, you know, a lot of progressive progress with a lot of new players that look really good. And other than the quarterback position, which has been disappointing, you know, and I got to take my hat off to the Jaguars again, because, you know, the Jaguars, anytime any NFL team has to go on a road and it's bad weather, and you know what? They had it all together, and you got to give them a lot of credit for the way they played.
So. And I know there are a lot of good candidates, Dad, for Coach of the Year, but Doug Peterson, a guy who won a Super Bowl with the Eagles, kind of got run out of town there. What he's been able to do to kind of provide them with stability, he makes sense to me, especially if they end up taking this division. And I know Justin's producing right now, and we don't need to bring him on mic because he sees the freight train coming right now, and I'm just going to give him a little distance to understand that, because he knows this seems like it's the Jags' time in this division, which is bad news for the Around the NFL podcast, because we had forked. They were one of the teams that we forked, Dad, like when we picked teams about midway through the season that have, in our minds, no chance of making the playoffs. And the Jaguars were one of those teams. And then the Titans stopped winning, and the Jaguars mostly have stopped losing. So here we are trying to figure out the NFL.
Stop, Angelo.
Exactly, Doug. So that's it, Dad. I'm trying to spin positive that life is good in general. Being a Jets fan in December this year is bad, as it's been for many Decembers, but in recent years, it's been all the months, not just this December. And I think, as bad as I said, to kind of put a bow on it, what I said at the top of the show, Wilson, there was a scenario here where Mike White stays in the lineup to the end of the season and gives him some up and down play, more up than down, but kind of, you know, a bottom of the league starter or really good backup level play. And then they go into the offseason not quite sure what to do. Mike White's a free agent, Zach Wilson under contract, and maybe they go Band-Aid route and go get a Andy Dalton type guy. And we're going to have Andy Dalton, I'm just using him as a random example, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're going to have Andy Dalton compete with Zach Wilson in Zach's third year, and we feel like he has a chance to make big strides. We've really liked what we've seen from him in the summer program. No, I don't think any of that's happening with Zach Wilson, and I think tonight will be remembered as the night the organization turned the page on Zach Wilson. And when they do that, they're going to go get a quarterback, a veteran quarterback, in the offseason. And we're going to take this team, and we're going to bring back Breece Hall, and we're going to bring back this defense with a quarterback that's a professional. And look out, Papa. So maybe brighter times ahead, and we needed this loss to spin forward as an organization and a fan base. How about that for a spin, Dad?
I like that. I like that a lot.
All right, Dad. Let's. What are we watching tonight? What are we going to do? Are we going to... we have so many options. Now we watch The Godfather. Maybe we'll watch that The Offer, that show on Paramount Plus that's about the making of The Godfather.
That's right. That's sort of why we watched The Godfather, which I've seen so many times that, as you know, I knew those lines back and forth, it seems.
I was going to say, it's one of your most well-known traits within the family, not just our family, but the extended family. Your love of The Godfather, which I think in some ways is why the Lockfather has come into existence on around the NFL. What is it, Dad, about The Godfather? Because I feel like you sometimes even use it as a compass in life in terms of how to deal with people and business. Is there an element to that that's why you like The Godfather so much?
Well, you know, it has the family aspect of it. But, you know, the biggest thing is, you know, that, you know, the lines and everything that are, and the actors in it make it so special the way it's done. But those lines that everyone knows, all those short ones that you could fit into situations of, I don't care what job you have, that will fit. And that's what makes it always special, I think. And that's right. Why a lot of people use those things.
And what is the line that he says to Fredo that I feel like you've said many times through the years about, you know, who you should be loyal to? What does he say, Bob?
Well, and you're loyal, but, you know, that's, well, with Fredo, you should always be, you know, you always got to be loyal to the family.
Right.
But one
never
of the ones
go against the family.
You never go against it. Well, don't ever speak up against the family again.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again.
But, you know, one of the, you know, there's so many funny lines in that I can't even think of all the ones that have gone right now. But, yeah, the way it rolls, I think anybody that has watched that movie, that they'll say exactly what I'm saying just minutes ago.
All right, beautiful. All right, Dad, thank you for joining me tonight, Dad. Thank you to everyone for listening to the hashtag HanzisCast, recapping another very disappointing Jets loss. But in the big picture, maybe it's a win. And for the Jaguars, there's no big picture needed. This is a team that's rolling. We will be back as a podcast on Saturday, Christmas Eve. We will be doing a rundown of the afternoon games, the early and late games. Saturday, Christmas Eve, you will get a full episode of Around the NFL. Dark on Sunday, we'll be watching the games on Christmas Day, and then we'll be back with another mini recap of the Christmas Eve night game, and then the three Christmas Day games Monday morning. So a lot of content coming your way. Make sure you check it out. All right, that's it.
All right, great being on with you, Dan.
Yeah, it was excellent, Dad. I wish it was under better circumstances, but we've come to expect these things on some level.
Yeah, it seems that way.
All right, everybody. Till next time, you know what you got to do. Heed the call.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.